This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Price of oil is going through the roof. Not that oil. I'm talking olive oil of the sort you might have drizzled on your bacala salad for Christmas Eve. Marketplace's Dan Weissman is here to talk about the poor growing season for olives in Europe and its effect on supply and prices. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, David.
So why was this such a crummy year for olive oil forcing up prices?
A bunch of reasons. Last year was a bumper crop, and apparently the trees get tired in the next year. More importantly, the weather was lousy for olives and great for insects, like the olive fly. It lays eggs inside the fruit, and the maggots dig their way out, and yuck. Anyway, there were other bugs, too, and a fungus. They all had a great year. The International Olive Council projects that production will be down 27% worldwide. And the world's biggest producer is Spain. Production there is down more than 50%. Meanwhile, you mentioned this is one of the worst crops in 20 years. Well, during those 20 years, the world appetite for olive oil has grown like crazy. We consume about 50% more than we did in the early 1990s.
So that's what we're going to see, higher prices.
Yeah, big time. And be on the lookout for fakes. Anything claiming to be Italian extra virgin olive oil. Yeah, well, it may not be Italian, may not be extra virgin, and may not be 100% olive oil. A lot of oil that's bottled in Italy actually gets imported from elsewhere, and others have reported that some bottlers adulterate the product. Tom Mueller wrote an expose on the whole setup for The New Yorker and then a book called Extra Virginity. He told the LA Times recently, anything priced under $12 a liter pretty much could not be extra virgin Italian olive oil from this year's harvest. On the other hand, production doubled in Greece this year, almost tripled in Tunisia. So if you find a bottle that says it came from one of those two countries, it's more likely to be the real thing.
All right. Marketplace's Dan Weissman in Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.